working on something. Yeah. When it's ready, you show me. Like a movie, yeah. Lights, castles, and lovely skies. There's many miles of time. This is an AG Logic podcast. A lot of times it doesn't happen, but here it is. A salutation for it. Here we go. And we're back. I wrote the first chapter of ALW Anatomy and Life because I figured something out. And then by we're back, I mean years. The first chapter was on my site about 4 years ago, a while ago. So there's been nothing about this that has been easy to come up with. Nothing about it. But I know this is a lifetime. This is a journey for a lifetime. So I'm not in a rush. In fact, I'm never in a rush for this. But in that first chapter, I woke Einstein up from the grave. And I asked him, how did you not know this? It's both, you know, as he will put it, imaginative and realistic. And you will continue to know this over time. Now, I never knew how far I would take this, but I knew there was something here. And it was predominantly physics. So I can tell you, this is a journey of a lifetime, as a matter of fact. I am excited for chapter 13 and 14, which I know I'll release in 2025, mainly because I have both of them. I started both of them already. Now, I'm not too sure which one will be 13 or 14, but I know that you're going to have 13 and 14 next year because I have to give it to you so I can continue the journey, a lifetime journey. By the time I put all of this together, eventually in time, I know that we'll be somewhere I want to be. And it would be a great place. So there's no rush for it. And this journey is rather about knowledge. Nothing but knowledge. I am so excited to expand my knowledge base. And that to me is never ending. And that to me is romance in my mind. And that is in fact, that's the most pleasurable thing that I do. I can't. I've been celibate now for most days. So maybe that's the only form of sexual activity I'm having without having any at all. But it's important to me. I don't know why, but that's the way it is. Anyway, so excited and all, let's talk about dead men fantasies. So in one of those chapters that you're going to get next year, there was this comparative ideation between Newton and Einstein, and we still go back to time, or lack of it thereof, and the reasons for such. I found myself on the Newtonian side. And I thought, oh my God, I'm crazy about dead white men. It's so funny. Relative to what was happening in real life in this unintelligent woman stalking me with fake reality. And I'm allowed to say this in my story, fake dick energy. While it was becoming more apparent to me that the only thing relative to men is dick energy. Not dick energy, dick energy. Because if they didn't have dick energy, they wouldn't be men. To not have it is to emasculate yourself. Look at it. It fits perfectly with your psychology. It fits perfectly with your relative low IQ compared to the differentiating X. All they have is dick energy. If you don't have dick energy, you're not man. Remember, this is at a point where I'm starting to doubt the notation of STEM. And by notation, I mean psychophysiological amplification of STEM. The fact that STEMs are never vectorial, but Venetian, the differentiating X aspect, is. And also the fact that STEMs, never vectorial, relative to snakes, are orthogonal. In other words, it's like me, this differentiating X woman, giving someone a future notice without that person actually knowing. Now they have an idea. So I'm back to me, this differentiating X, crazy about dead white men. Nijin on one side, and Einstein on the other side. It's so crazy when I think about it, that someone was complaining that there has been no geniuses since the 1920s, and I couldn't figure out what happened in the 1920s. I remember 1905, 1906, when Einstein had great, great times. Yeah, those were great. Or maybe it was still Einstein in the 1920s with photoelectricity, I'm not sure. But the fact is, something is happening to them. I think something is happening to them. Right. I'm just kidding. Am I kidding? Anyway. I mean, when you go around with fake unintelligent women projecting fake non-existent dicks, when all you have is dick energy, you have a problem. And when you have a pathway that doesn't speak your movement, you have a problem. And when you don't stop extending lies as existence, you have a great, especially, you have a great problem, especially when, relatively, that person you're trying to exclude from life is me, the differentiating X. In fact, you have a problem you don't even freaking know you have. Remember, while I'm chilling with dead white men, Einstein on one side, Newton on the other side. Years ago, I woke Einstein up from the grave and asked him, how did you not know this? It's there for years now. It's been there, chapter one. That's how patient truth is. You can think you're beating it. You can try all you want. But as science says it, you can see it clearly. Truth wins in the end. I can't imagine why anybody would eat this woman. That's crazy, unimaginable. What much more unimaginable to those who do for no good reason, or persecute innocence for no good reason, is eventual catastrophe. Because this woman is also very spiritual. And I'm saying, my readers, wherever you are in the world, I need justice. So is it that Ray gets the justice? So I can have what I truly deserve, as I have, as I am, as I work hard every day? Or we get the justice? Or who knows? Vengeance is God. Someone ends up dead. Vengeance is God. That's what I'm thinking. So if I wrote it, I'm saying it. Because there's so long you can do harm to another person without, anybody who's human knows that, without, let me rephrase that. Let me say that the same way. Repeat it. There's so long you can do harm to another person without some great unexpected repercussion. And that's a fact. Because I don't know if any human being who would not do unto others as they want to themselves and think they're safe. They're never safe. Ever. That they're safe is imaginative. Look at the chaos in the world. I am truly excited for chapter 13 and 14 next year, as I am with finishing Bami A New Time With Us, which is not easy for me, and I know. I remember these times, and I hope you remember them. I hope, you know, because this book is going to be made available for free. The next generation, I pray with every essence of good in me, with everything that I've suffered for, that these books and others to come will become as great as I intend them to be. Thank you for chilling with me. I appreciate you in ways you cannot imagine. This is a journey. And if you're here with me, for life, for love, for nature, for science, for truth, I promise you, you will never regret it. I promise you, earnestly, solemnly, with every essence of good in the world, you will never regret it. Because there isn't an inch of this, an ounce of this, any measuring paradigm of this that I have not suffered for or earned, that I will not suffer for or earn. You will never regret this. If you're guessing this, these are solemn prayers. And prayers come from earnesty, at least from my point of view. Prayers do come from a sense of earnest. This is me. And I give good to the world, good must come back to me. In other words, it comes from being. And sometimes you don't have to be religious, you just have to be spiritual. So if you're decent, dignified, honest, truth-loving, and connected to me, next year is a great year to look forward to. It's the year of the album 2025, self-naming. I named this album going now 5 years ago. It was 4 years. I told you earlier this year that it was 4 years ago. I knew I was going to get there. I just didn't know. I'm not ready. You know, like, life, I'm not never ready, but then I have to do it. Like, blueses, I am still not ready. And I'm having a hard time going through it, but I'm going to go through it, and it's going to be a great album. And as I said, I'm going to give you a remix, because some of the songs I have to be like very, very low, almost arbitrary BPM. And I'm kind of like, I like to like enliven them a little. So I'm going to give you the bluesy album. And then next year, I'm going to mix the bluesy album into dance songs that I'm looking forward to. But the album for next year is 2025, which like bluesy, I'm also slow. But more adult-oriented. So I'm looking forward to that. So if you're all that, if you're decent, dignified, honest, and connected to me, you won't regret it, as I said earlier. And I want to make sure you don't. So I'm going to add some music burial to this podcast, so you... if you're not experienced real, you know what you're missing. It took me a while to embrace openness in that sense, in this sense. But then the while it took me was telling me that there's no expectation from me, that nobody expects me to be this way or that way, which means that for me to counter that, institutional prejudice, whatever it is they call it. I have to come out on my own. I have to be on my own. I have to be open. I have to be free. It led me to this freedom. And I've never regretted it. Now, why I know that some things I do would be profit-oriented, my books, then you understand why my books are so important to me and why I make them such, in such ways. There's a background for that. I don't want to be closed when intellectually ever again, because it's like everybody around me prejudice telling me you can't do this, you're not doing this, it's not you. It becomes open to everybody to see it's me. It's a way of countering the evil against me just for being me, and that's not right. Yet I leave it. Now, if you were me, you won't want anybody like you in the next generation to experience the same. And you definitely want anything you've done to be available at least to them. This is a lifetime journey. And I repeat it, you will never regret it. So while I'm working hard with dead white men, I love, by the way, I can only love them dead.
What?
No, that's funny. So while I'm doing that, and stupid only 30 women are going around with fake dicks where there is big dick in it. Remember that. When you remember that we have to make America smart again. Yes, we have to make America smart again. So, from the bottom of my heart, please, please support the free Books for Life course. This is a lifetime journey. And one way to experience it with me is to support me. I appreciate it. Everyone else who is able to, who is open to this, who is this opportunity, which it really is eventually, you say, is open to. We love it. And I hope, like, I can make this greater than it is. Wouldn't that be great? So thank you for chilling with me. I appreciate you. As I said, I would attach music by reel to this so you can have fun when doing it. I'm not against fun. Thank you.
I'll never feel bad about the bad things that you do, to how pretend that what you do is concerning. Without what concerning, without door concerning, without you move concerning, without you do concerning, with wonderful concerning, blood waterfall concerning, those other ways concerning, never to stay concerning.